This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat in Southwind District. The second Coronavirus Food Assistance Program, or CFAP-2, was implemented for producers who continue to face market disruptions and costs due to COVID. CFAP-2 will accept applications from September the 21st to December 11th of this year. First, let's talk about who can sign up for CFAP-2. That is nearly every producer of livestock or crops, including most specialty food and fiber crops. For our row crop grain commodities, this payment is based upon the amount per bushel, a nationwide crop marketing percentage, and producer's production history. If the producer's production history isn't known, then the county's benchmark is used. Alfalfa is the only strict hay crop covered by CFAP-2. Other crops of grass hay, grazed crops, or cover crops are not covered by the program. For livestock producers, CFAP-2 will be different than CFAP-1. Though mostly you will likely still qualify for a payment. In CFAP-2, it is calculated by the highest animal inventory between April 16th to August 31st, but breeding stock is excluded. One common area of confusion is if landlords can also receive payment. If it is a crop share agreement, then the landlord has risk within the market, so the landlord is eligible for payment. To sign up for CFAP-2 program, please call your local FSA office. If you are having trouble getting started or knowing who to call, please give me a call at 620-778-1037.